Hey everybody, welcome to the Alex Real Show, where we talk real estate, Orange County, and we talk business. Now before we get into it, go into some of our show sponsors. Number one is if you are considering buying or selling a house, and or even renting or leasing or making a move, give me a call or shoot me an email and I'd be happy to help out, Alex Real. And I will be providing my email in the show notes, but my email is alexrealestatesold@gmail.com. And you can email me at alexrealestatesold@gmail.com, and I will be happy to help you out with whatever you need. Second thing is if you are an agent listening to this and you're considering joining eXp Realty or even switching brokerages and you have questions about it, feel free to give me a phone call or give me an email or shoot me an email address at the same email. It's going to be alexrealestatesold@gmail.com. Anyways, let's get right into the nitty-gritty of it. So a lot of great news happening this week when it comes to the world of real estate. Some of it's scary. Some of it is very good to know. But let's just start off. Let's get rid of the bad just from the get-go. There has actually been a scam that has been reappearing. And if you are somebody that has been looking to purchase, let's say, any short sales recently, I'd be a little bit skeptical. But let me tell you about it here. So what's been going on is that people, you know, there's basically a scam where they put up a short sale listing up for sale. And what happens is that they don't allow it to be shown, but they do require an initial earnest money deposit in the range of about $5,000, $10,000. And what they do is that they end up, you know, because with short sales and probates, they usually take several months anyways. But what happens is that, you know, the communication slows down. And what ends up happening is that they end up just taking the money. So it's really bad. So if you are in one of those situations, make sure that what you're doing is not a scam. Number one, make sure you have a fantastic realtor that can help you avoid scams. That way you don't lose your earnest money deposit when you make or are interested in a property. But this scam has been happening a lot with probate sales and short sales, which most home sales are not short sales and probate sales right now. So thankfully there's not too many of these, but you know, you still need to be careful when you're dealing with these kind of situations. Okay. Number two, second thing that's been happening is they actually been finding out that, mom and dad across the US has actually been one of the highest mortgage lenders. Okay. And it's actually the seventh largest mortgage lender in the country. Okay. And when I say mom and dad, I mean just relatives, parents, grandparents. But it looks like so parents and grandparents have in total supported a nationwide purchase of $317 billion worth of property. And that's 1.2 million homes last year. And this is according to a study from Legal and General Group. Okay, so this is legit. So yeah, I mean, because when it comes down to it, a lot of buyers these days are getting, you know, down payment assistance from, you know, relatives. And it actually turns out that one in five buyers receive gifts of interest-free loans from family members, which is also what the study shows. And actually, something that's more interesting is that it's not a small amount. The average amount that buyers received from family members was $39,000. And the region that saw the biggest amount of these, you know, financings, you could say, was actually the Pacific region. And, you know, Pacific region, the Pacific coast. So that would be the West Coast, all right? And yeah, no, so that's pretty telling. But yeah, no, as I've been noticing a lot too, because I mean, home prices on the West Coast, they're getting very expensive. And it is really tough for people, you know, especially because prices or, you know, income isn't really keeping up with a lot of the other expenses that have been going up. If you look at a lot of the, you know, stats from the past, you know, 30, 40 years, you see that the average price of food has gone up, you know, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was like four, you know, a carton of eggs went up like four times in price or something ridiculous like that. But average income has only gone up, you know, about like two times or three times or something, right? So what that means is that inflation is going higher than what, you know, incomes are increasing at. So it's leaving us, you know, this new generation kind of in a very bad position when it comes to buying stuff, because prices are just getting more expensive and it's doesn't show any signs of slowing down. Okay. Next thing is that we've been talking about this a lot, but I'm going to say it anyways. Mortgage rates have been remaining subdued. And this is from Market Watch, and it's been happening is that mortgage rates, interestingly enough, have been going down ever since the end of the year, because at the end of the year, they averaged about 4.94%, okay? And that's what interest rates were averaging at. And guess what they've been averaging right now? 4.41%. So it's been going down a lot. It's still, I mean, it's almost like a year low at this point, because a year ago is about the same. And before then, it was a lot cheaper. You know, it was in 3% for most of 2017. And then before that, in 2016, it was also in 3%. But yeah, as far as that, I think that mortgage rates are going to stay on pace for where it's at right now, around where it's at, because the Fed... they said, the government said that they're not going to raise interest rates for a while because they think the economy's doing well. So I think it's going to stay about the same. And for those of you guys that don't know, the way mortgage rates are done is that they kind of follow in suit with what the Fed's doing, because the Fed kind of sets the interest rates. But yeah, no, that's how it's going right now. Yeah, lastly, guys, this is the last piece of news, is that January actually marks, and this is from CoreLogic, January actually marks the January marks 7 years of annual home price appreciation, which is very good if you're a homeowner. If you've been waiting 7 years to buy, that is not good news, because you just watched prices go up for 7 years and you never bought. So yeah, that's what's been going on. And national prices, you know, across the whole country, U.S., they did go up about 4.4% over, you know, year over year in January. And they are expecting prices to kind of stay on pace and to go up about 4.6% from January of 2019 to January of 2020. So that's what's been going on as far as prices go. And for those of you that didn't know, this isn't California related, but Idaho actually had some of the fastest annual home price appreciation. So that's what's been going on with real estate, guys. And again, guys, if you are considering buying or selling real estate, make sure you email me at alexrealestatesold@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help you guys out as far as navigating, whether buying, selling, or even renting or making a move. I'd be happy to help you guys out and meet with you guys here in the Southern California, Orange County area. Number two, if you are an agent listening to this and you're thinking or even considering of switching brokerages or joining eXp Realty, and you have questions, email me at alexrealestatesold@gmail.com, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have and help you out in the process. Anyways, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And if you could, make sure that you, number one, subscribe to the podcast. And number two, make sure that you leave a review, because it really helps out with the podcast. And, you know, let me know what you'd like to hear in future episodes. Let me know what you think. And because it really does help spread the message and get more people on board to hear some of this great news that's been going on, some of this great knowledge. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.